A large wave splashed over the beach and lapped at her feet. Cold droplets splashed her face, trickling like tears down her cheek. But tears were warm, even hot. No, tears would be for later. First, she would face the dragon. Gathering her skirts, she followed Laconia's distinct tracks. Did local children think these the tracks of mermaids? Was that why those stories abounded? Acrid dragon musk mixed with salt air hung heavy near the cliff, so similar to the way Kellynch's lair smelt at home. Laconia's trail disappeared into a split in the cliff face. How could a large dragon have gone inside? It seemed barely large enough for Anne to make her way through. As she squeezed her way, sometimes pushing through sideways, between the cold, wet stones, the sound of lapping water came at her from both sides. There must be an underground passage within. No wonder Kellynch would have liked it. She stumbled as the tight passage abruptly opened, and she clutched the wall for balance. Blinking furiously, she willed her eyes to quickly adjust to the dim light.
"Who goes there?"
The wall rumbled at the deep, booming voice.
"She is."
That was Laconia.
"I did not ask you."
Water splashed, and it sounded as though Laconia shook and sputtered. Anne stepped forward and squinted. A large shape appeared out of the gloom, vaguely familiar.
"I am Anne Elliot, the new keeper of Kellynch."
Loud slithering and a cold, ominous presence drew close. A large head, toothy and shaggy, hovered near her face, breathing, panting, huffing. Oh, the breath! Rotten fish and pungent acid with dragon musk. She gulped back bile. Casting upper accounts would not make for a good first impression.
"I do not know you."
The words came in an angry, clipped staccato.
"We have not been introduced. I understand Laconia came with that intent."
"I do not know him either."
"Lady Russell was to have introduced me."
"Where is she? We have a debt to settle."
"I am pleased to make your acquaintance, Laird Kellynch. I am your new keeper."
Anne curtsied deep and lowered her head as much as she could without putting her face in the sand. Not a textbook greeting by any stretch, but hopefully it captured the spirit. After all, none could call this a proper meeting in the first place. She rose, slowly, carefully. He breathed hard, and cold, slimy spittle flew in her face.
"I did not give my approval for a new keeper."
"You were hibernating. There was no means by which your approval could be sought."
"Does the baronet still live?"
"He does, but he has made me keeper."
She wiped the spittle from her face with her hand and blinked hard, her vision clearing just a bit. Kellynch was long. It had been difficult to tell whilst he was asleep just how long he was. Even now, with a great part of him in the water, she could not tell for certain, but he was probably at least 15, maybe 20 feet long, and thick. Two large men might barely be able to join hands around him, though his body got thinner towards his tail. Several fins lined his sides, probably of some use for swimming, but of little use on land. Spinal ridges coursed down his back, growing smaller towards his tail. His head was somewhat triangular and a bit serpentine, with prominent fangs within a mouth filled with very sharp, pointed teeth. His eyes glistened red in the low light, weaving back and forth before her, mystic and hypnotic.
"Stop that!"
Laconia shouted and slapped his tail against the wet sand.
"You do not treat a keeper as prey."
Anne jumped back.
"I have been wronged, stolen from."
He reared up. Sand slipped as he slithered the rest of the way out of the water.
"I have my rights. It is set out in the treaty. She must pay."
Anne edged back, but it was more reflex than defense. Could she get into the tight cleft in the rocks faster than he could strike? No, no human could move so quickly.
"I have done nothing. I was not keeper when your hoard was taken. I only learned of it recently. I promise the matter will be rectified."